The American Civil Liberties Union of Florida is urging Escambia County to lower or eliminate monetary bail for some defendants. The ACLU believes the county should rely on pretrial release programs instead. I'm Nick Evans. Escambia County jails almost 1,800 people, so many, in fact, that it relies on nearby Walton County to handle overflow. ACLU attorney Benjamin Stevenson says about 600 of those inmates are eligible for pretrial release. They just can't afford bail. And Stevenson argues the county's bail system may not actually be making it any safer.
If a person pays the $10,000, is released, and goes out and commits a new crime, but comes back to court, they get their $10,000 back, which raises the question, how has that $10,000, well, how did that $10,000 monetary bail help manage the risk that the person was going to commit a new crime? And the short answer, it doesn't.
According to the most recent Department of Corrections data, Escambia County jails 5.4 people per thousand. The state average is less than half that, at just 2.6. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.